Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium, now joined by Shorebirds assistant coach Kevin Miller. And Kev, good to catch up with you. You are in your second year with the Shorebirds staff here as the staff assistant. So for our listeners back home, if you just want to explain what your role is with the Shorebirds and what your day-to-day duties entail.
Yeah, so pretty much I just kind of staff assistant. I help out as much as I can with the staff. More on like the hitting side, but anywhere I can help, I do. Kind of show up to the ballpark, get all the reports ready for the hitters, all the position players, put them in their lockers so they can get ready for the day, put up all the schedules all over the place, make sure the guys know where they need to be, when they need to be there. And aside from that, throwing a lot of batting practice in game, I'm charting so I can give guys feedback, come back from their at bat, they can get feedback on how they did, you know, what pitches they went on, what they shouldn't have. And then other than that, Colin, honestly, has given me a lot of freedom to work with guys. So kind of getting to be like an assistant hitting coach in a way has been awesome. But yeah, I just help out anywhere I can.
What's it been like working with this young offensive group that's shown to be very talented this season?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. These guys, this lineup's really, really good and really, really deep. And there's a lot of talent in this lineup. It's been a blast working with them. Kind of getting to see what they do and all the work they put in behind the scenes is eye-opening. And, you know, getting to see the tools that some of these guys have is just unbelievable.
And it seems like this is a role, too, for you where you get a little bit of everything, which has to be a pretty cool experience for you, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I thought I knew the game pretty well coming into this, and it really showed me that I didn't know the game at all. And just from last year to this year, I mean, the amount that I've learned has been incredible. Like, I see the game from a completely new perspective for sure.
I was going to ask about that. This is your second year working with the Shorebirds and in the Orioles organization. So just that year one to year two jump, just kind of knowing what to expect as a coach, working here at this level, it seems like that certainly gives you a lot more comfortability.
Oh, yeah. Comfortability has been a huge thing. You know, last year kind of getting thrown in the fire was awesome, but really intimidating, as you can imagine. And, you know, I kind of came into it this year with the same mentality, but it just having all the confidence from last year and the experience that I gained from last year and everything that I learned and being able to just apply that and add to it has been incredible. And I mean, yeah, it's night and day from last year to this year for sure.
I want to ask about your background a little bit. Just coming into this organization, how did this role come about for you? What experiences maybe do you have in the past as a player or a coach?
Yeah, so real interesting, and I'll kind of try to keep it brief, even though it's definitely not. I didn't play college baseball. I played club ball at UCF in Orlando, was the club baseball president there for 2 years. So I was the head coach, the GM, while also playing all at the same time. Did that for 2 years, graduated, took that into the winter meetings, you know, networked out there, met Joe Patella with the Orioles. He talked to me for a month or 2 months. And they said, hey, we got something. If you want to come out to spring training and show us what you got. I said, yeah, sure. They had me out for a day in spring training, and they said, oh, hey, we'll give you a call in a couple weeks. I said, all right, cool. I get a call the next day, and they said, hey, we got something in Delmarva if you're interested. I said, yeah, sign me up. Let's do it. So coaching club baseball, but also playing it, and I just carried that all over into this and have just kind of run away with it, I guess, yeah.
This feels like as good a business as any, that once you get your foot in the door, it can open to an endless list of opportunities. So for you to get this chance here at the Shorebirds now for a second straight year, how grateful are you for that?
Oh, immensely. I know I was panicking all offseason until I got the call bringing me back and kind of took all the nerves away. But, you know, from there on, it was just like, you know, they told me, they're like, you know, you got your feet wet now. Now you have a second year, really get comfortable, really start to learn and grow and explore, you know, what you're good at, what you're interested in. And it's been unreal. And like, there's endless avenues here. And obviously my passion's hitting, so I really see that being where I go. But you know, yeah, just the opportunity has been unbelievable, and I can't thank everyone enough for it.
And we talk all the time, just focusing on the team here a little bit now, about we kind of feel like a good run for this club is coming at some point. You work with these guys every day. I know the record isn't desirable and where you want it to be, but it feels like these guys put in a lot of hard work, and maybe at some point as we come up past the All-Star break, that big week or two they've been looking for might be coming.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, like you said, we've been saying it from the get-go this year. This team's really, really good, and I know the record doesn't really show that. And, like, I know there's some games where, again, it might not feel that way, but I'm telling you from the stuff that I've seen behind the door, you know, behind the scenes and every single day with these guys, like, this team is really, really talented, and I think this team is a couple ticks and clicks away from being, like, one of the best low-A teams. Forgetting just the Carolina League, but I'm talking the California League, the Florida State League. This team is immensely talented. And like you said, I think just string a couple good games together here and they could take off.
And this feels like an important part of the season too, because we're just over 80 games in. For most part, these guys have played now more games in one season than they have in their entire career if they came from Florida or played in college. And you also got to deal with the dog days of summer because it was a hot one here last week. So kind of factoring that in and also looking ahead to an All-Star break next week, it kind of feels like this is an important stretch for a lot of these young players.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of funny you say that. We start the year here and it's super cold and all the Latin guys, it's way too cold. And now they're like, hey, we're like back at home. We're comfortable again. And I think you're going to see that too. I think now having played, you know, 2 or 3 months of baseball for most of these guys, it's like now you really get to learn what kind of a player you are, what, how this league really plays, how this league will play against you. So I think, you know, as they continue to gain more experience and really start to learn how this level is, you're going to see some of these younger guys really start to take off.
And as we have about 50 games left in the season, what are you hoping to see from this group here, whether it be on a day-to-day basis or maybe just the rest of the season, what you're hoping to see from them as we come down the stretch here?
Just keep growing. Keep playing the game hard. At the beginning of the year, it was learning how to play the game the right way and, you know, fundamentally well. And I think they've done a good job of learning that now. Now it's about doing it every night, doing it right, playing hard, continue to grow. I mean, again, most of these guys are 18, 19, 20 years old, super, super young. So just want to keep seeing them grow, keep seeing them mature, and I think you'll see it turn on to production on the field for sure.
Well, Kev, it was really great to talk with you. Great stuff, and certainly best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Assistant Coach Kevin Miller, back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.